Genesis 3:24 says, "So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." I'm sure that most of our listeners are familiar with the basic details about Adam and Eve and what we call the fall. The Lord gave the choice to freely eat of any tree in the Garden of Eden except one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And our first parents, beginning with Eve and then Adam, chose to disobey God's one single commandment and eat of the fruit of that tree that the serpent had convinced Eve was good for food, was so pleasant to look at, and would result in worldly wisdom that would make her a god. Adam followed Eve instead of following God. A lot of men choose to do the same and spend their lives out of God's will and suffering the consequences for following their wives instead of following God's word when the word of their wife contradicts God's word. Adam was simply the first to do so, and the repercussions continue a ripple effect to this very day. So ever since Adam, man has been serving a life sentence, struggling to make a living or being so wealthy that he's struggling not to let his wealth destroy him and his family. Whatever the case, we have seen 6,000 years of history as laid out in the previous verse, Genesis 3:23, that says, "Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken." But why? Why was it necessary to remove Adam from the Garden of Eden? Well, because the Lord Jesus serves the purpose of his Father and our best interest. So whatever you hear or see from Jesus, it's the Father's will, and it's our best interest. Jesus explained that in John 5:30, where he said, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." And God the Father is a good Father. He will not reward bad behavior, and he keeps his word. Jesus explained the will of the Father to Adam and warned him of the consequences if he violated God's will. And Jesus and his Father are one. They are one in nature, one in essence, and one in purpose. And when Adam disobeyed God, the result was exactly as God had warned. Adam would have to die. Eve would have to die. All of their offspring would be born with that sinful nature and have to die. That includes you and I and all other sinful human beings. But the Lord's discipline isn't just punitive, meaning that it's not just for punishment. It's for our good and for his glory. And Jesus explains the loving, gracious purpose he had in evicting Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3:22. "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Then we're told that the Lord removed Adam and Eve from Eden with the dramatic scene described in our text. "So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life." Can you imagine, as you get older and older, your body and your mind continue to age, but you keep on living forever? Arthritis sets in, digestive issues persist, eyesight gets worse, your hearing gets worse. It even hurts to sleep, which is why most old people get up so early in the morning. And it never ends. You just keep getting older and in worse physical and mental condition forever. Would you want to take of the tree of life in this condition that you're in right now and then live forever like this? Absolutely not. So Jesus removed Adam from Eden for his own good and for ours. Remember that when you know that God is allowing you to suffer, it's because he has your best interest at heart. You may have even brought it on yourself. Maybe you don't know why it's happening, but you can rest assured of one thing. Jesus is a disciplinarian, and what he does for your and my ultimate good.